Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is your afternoon All Local.
Last night, both Harris and Trump campaigns are both claiming victory, as you would expect. After last night's debate, J.D. Vance, Tim Walz, they met at the CBS Broadcast Center in New York. And we are joined right now by News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer. She's with us right now. Kelly, good morning. Is Kelly there? Kelly is all right. We're going to
all right. Well, we can eat while she's.
We'll check back in here. Yeah, let's just talk more about the. Talk more about the nachos. No, the debate and what we were going to ask her actually. We'll stall a little bit while we try and reconnect.
Well,
with her.
One of the things I thought we were talking about a little bit earlier, and I think it still kind of rings clear for almost anyone that watched that thing was that was actually kind of a debate.
Yeah.
Where you actually
that's
had somebody.
That's how they're supposed to be.
I know that's kind of weird to say, but somebody says, okay, this is what I think. The other person says what they think. And, oh, hey, I agree with you there, or I don't really agree on that point. It wasn't a lot of zingers. I don't know that anybody was taking pot shots at the other guy.
Do you know what it is? We've gotten too used to these Donald Trump debates.
Yeah.
And this was an actual debate, both sides making good points. There's a lot of civility.
Well, yeah, civility, we kept hearing that word, civility, and you would think that that would be the case and all these things, but no, that's not the case. But another thing, too, is that a lot of people that don't listen to this stuff, politics and stuff, they got drawn in by the Donald Trump debates because they liked that abrasive, ha-ha style and stuff because you'd be in jail, kind of moments like that. And a whole new audience was opened up to this, and it kind of brought them in. And this one is
old school. And then you get J.D. Vance, completely the opposite of the Trump approach.
Very cool. You can see that he didn't lose his composure. He got pushed a little bit.
Ivy League educated college debater, and it showed. He did very well, much better than Donald. Of course, you know, the Trump debate style, that's a pretty low bar. But J.D. Vance, he did a good job, and Tim Walz did a good job. Both sides claiming victory. Most of the polls we're seeing call it pretty even. You know, the bottom line, though.
Does this matter?
Exactly. Is it going to move the needle?
And I don't think it does. And most political analysts would tell you that most of these things don't. I don't know that a vice presidential debate, other than what we mentioned earlier with the Lloyd Benson, Dan Quayle moment, that that has ever registered on anyone. No one has ever gone to the poll and said, you know, I really like the way that Dick Cheney answered that question. Or I like the way John Edwards said that one time. No, they're going to vote for the main guy.
As we pointed out yesterday, you had that great zinger from Lloyd Benson back in 1988. They wound up losing.
Yeah, they lost big time.
Does it matter in the end?
Mike Dukakis.
We've vamped enough. Let's get back to Kelly Meyer, News Nation correspondent in Washington. More on last night's VP debate. Let's talk. Austin and I were mentioning the relative civility in this debate. There's that word again. These guys were polite to each other. They showed respect to each other, even agreed with each other on certain points. Did that strike you?
It did. And I apologize. I'm still in New York City making my way, so you probably hear all the New York City noises. But it was definitely unexpected, but in some ways, when I was doing live shots with News Nation earlier in the day, I was saying that I've covered VP debates before, and I did get the sense that there was more substance in those debates because there's always a bit more tension and kind of more personal attacks in the presidential. But the VP debate is a little less attention, and they kind of get a bit more into the policy than the other debate does and did. And that was interesting to see with what we saw last night. And also, they're both from the Midwest, so we saw the Midwest Nice come out, and that was refreshing, I think, for a lot of people tuning in, is what I heard.
All right, what's the best moment for J.D. Vance, and what was the best moment for Tim Walz?
I mean, right out of the gate, J.D. Vance had this control and this comfortability, this presence, this calm to him. A lot of the reaction from some of my Republican sources was he's done a lot of media and he's prepared for this. He's taken, you know, the hits, the shots, the questions from reporters. He was ready to go. Walz hasn't done as much, and they felt he wasn't as ready for that. Walz came out of the gate a little bit looking more nervous, kind of shaken. He had the first question. He kicked off the debate, so that was a lot of pressure. But I think towards the end, I think he definitely outshined Vance in terms of talking about abortion rights and January 6th and democracy, the threat to democracy. Those were areas where he did well. J.D. Vance was pretty solid throughout.
At the end of the day, though, is any of this going to move the needle?
That's a big question. I mean, this is an election where it's going to be really close. And there's a lot of people who don't like Harris so much or don't like Trump so much. But if they tuned in last night and said, well, I actually kind of liked Vance, or I kind of liked what Walz had to say, might change people's votes. I mean, every vote, as they say all the time, matters. But in this, it's a very close race, and that could matter.
Good enough. Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate your persistence in getting back with us. Great stuff. News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer with us here on KRLT. Cowboys got the Steelers coming up, and they are getting ready for life without Micah and Tank, at least for a while. Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, both injured in that game against the Giants last week. You know, Micah Parsons has never missed a game due to injury at any level.
And if you talk to him,
I never knew that.
He says he's going to try to play on Sunday. He's just going to fight through it, though high ankle sprains are not something that heal very quickly.
Not easy to get over those. He did miss a game because of COVID, but never due to injury.
Hell, that doesn't count.
Until possibly Sunday. He might miss that game against the Steelers. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe the one after that against the Lions. He's got that high ankle sprain. Tank Lawrence, he's got a foot injury. He's going to be out for at least the next month. So, Jerry, how are you going to get by without your two best defensive players?
Don't worry about it. Well, I think we bring the guys up that we're fortunate, I think, to have these young guys that can step up here and just basically play them. It's hard to think that available to you out in the system that is in the NFL, which is you can poach practice squad players. It's hard to think that there's someone that you can step out and poach that could literally step in this week. Now, step in for you two or three games from now, yes. And so you may see us do that. We're in that process right as we're speaking. But basically, we'll just move on and replace those guys and hope for the best. We got good news from DeMarcus. He didn't have to have any type of surgery. Confirmed again with second opinion yesterday. So that'll eliminate that bone healing time or those type of things in any type of recovery. Micah is will be week to week.
And then, so this leads into question number two. With all these injuries, will that affect how you evaluate Mike McCarthy this season? I want you to listen to this 31-second soundbite and tell me, is this a yes or a no?
Well, you that's why that you say, well, it's a record thing. It's either you did or you didn't, as Bill Parcells said. Your record is what you are. That's why you look behind that and you look at other nuances, and one of them will be how you dealt through the years, how you've dealt with this time when you have to step up and replace what's out on the field. And that's a part of the game. It's as much a part of the game as the kickoff.
All right, let me do a little translation from Jerry here. If this thing doesn't turn around, Mike, you're gone. That's it. That's what he's saying.
You're right. I think he's saying injuries are a part of the game.
I don't care what the excuse is. You're out of here if you don't get us at least to the NFC Championship game.
You're not going to be able to fall back on injuries as an excuse. One bit of good news for the Cowboys on the injury front. Deron Bland is making good progress in his return from foot surgery. He might see some action against the Steelers, believe it or not.
Now, another thing, too. Davante Adams.
Right.
Raiders. From the Raiders, yeah. Has said, I would like to be traded. One of the teams reportedly interested, America's team. Now, I don't know what that would take to get him, but the Raiders will want at least a number two draft pick, or second round draft pick, sorry. And so Cowboys could do that. They've been known to pull a trigger. Gave him a number one for Amari Cooper.
Take a little of the pressure off CeeDee Lamb. Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sure. Volunteers from North Texas on the ground in both North Carolina and Tennessee helping Helene victims.
The Texans on mission fired up the chainsaws first thing in the morning. This group is in the area near Asheville, North Carolina, where towns have been erased.
Lake Lure is basically gone. There's another one. It's called Chimney Rock, I believe. It is also pretty much gone. And so we're working all in this county and a neighboring county.
John Hall of the group, formerly known as Texas Baptist Men, says they're working to get trees off homes and roads. A second group is in Tennessee providing meals for victims. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
And we're also hearing horror stories from people lived through the storm.
I've got two giant oak trees on the top of my house, punched through the roof, raining. The ceiling fell down, and insulation and all that stuff. It's a mess.
Joe Carpenter says that he's never seen anything like this. Towns that he went through his entire life are gone. He says the neighboring village of Chimney Creek, nothing more than debris in a lake at this point.
In other news today, we now know the person killed in a Parker County motorcycle crash was a member of the Irving Fire Department. Joshua Brands was off duty when he was riding his Harley in Springtown yesterday afternoon and got into an accident. He was with the department for 13 years and was an active member on the department's peer support team. Brands also was a reserved officer with the Decatur Police Department and had served as a school resource officer. Decatur police say Joshua's spirit and kindness touched the lives of so many, and he leaves behind a legacy of service and compassion. Brands was only 41 years old. He leaves behind a wife and three kids.
There is a massive $5 billion health campus that's under construction in Dallas.
Children's Health and UT Southwestern will share the space off Harry Hines. Lindsay Tyra from Children's Health says there will be multiple towers.
The central tower of the new pediatric hospital will be named the Reese Jones Tower in recognition of their generosity.
A $10 million gift from the Reese Jones Foundation is helping kick off the project. The expansion will help meet the growing demand for advanced pediatric care in North Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Texas law wound up on center stage during last night's debate between CBS News vice presidential's debate.
After the Supreme Court left abortion to the states, a Texas law took effect banning abortions except to save the life of the mother. Democrat Tim Walz cited a stat showing maternal mortality jumped 56% in Texas from 2019 to 2022.
This is basic human right. We have seen maternal mortality skyrocket in Texas, outpacing many other countries in the world.
Republican J.D. Vance says he does not support a national abortion ban, but does want to make child care and fertility treatment more affordable.
There's so much that we can do on the public policy front just to give women more options.
He says he would leave the issue to voters, saying a policy in one state may not work in another. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.